No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Thursday, September 24th, an historic day as Congress assembled in Washington to hear an address by the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. On the one hand, Pope Francis was clearly reaching out to the nation's 70 million Catholics. But as we're liable to hear at length today, he also touched on some of the most divisive issues in American politics, at least one of which has special resonance in Texas, ground zero for the politics of immigration. The Pope today counseled members of Congress, "We must not be taken aback by their numbers, but rather view them as persons, seeing their faces."
In recent centuries, millions of people came to this land to pursue the dream of building a future in freedom. We, the people of this continent, are not fearful of foreigners, because most of us, were once foreigners.
It is far too soon to say whether that appeal changed any hearts or minds, but one Texan in particular had great reason to believe this moment on Capitol Hill was coming. Sister Norma Pimentel is her name. Sister Pimentel runs a welcome center for immigrants at Sacred Heart Church in McAllen. Earlier this month, in a virtual papal visit to McAllen, the Pope on a giant screen via satellite, the pontiff waved Sister Pimentel up to the camera so he could see her and speak with her directly. "Come, come," he gestured. And as she made her way to the center aisle, the Pope smiled warmly and said, "I want to thank you, and through you, thank all the sisters of religious orders in the U.S. for the work you have done and that you do in the United States. Be courageous. Move forward." And then the Pope added, "I'll tell you another thing. Is it inappropriate for the Pope to say this? I love you all very much." Today, Sister Pimentel of McAllen, Texas, is in Washington. Have you had a chance to meet the Pope face-to-face?
Not face-to-face. I have been able to go to every event that he has been present at. Several events, and so I've been very happy to see him and be part of this wonderful historical event.
I think he would recognize you. I mean, that moment down in McAllen when he specifically called you out and he waved you over and he spoke to you. I've seen a video of it, and it struck me that he was speaking in an unusually warm and personal way. What did that moment mean for you?
I don't know that there's any words to describe how wonderful I felt, and it was so special and so unexpected. I just felt so wonderfully,
I was struck by something else he said when he was talking to you. He said he was speaking through you to other Catholic sisters in the United States. And, of course, the Vatican under Pope Benedict had launched an investigation of Catholic sisters in the U.S. Some in the Vatican saw the nuns in the U.S. as too liberal. Of course, that is now over. Do you think that when he was talking to you down there in McAllen, that he was in some other way trying to speak to U.S. women in the church in some larger sense?
I believe so. I think that it was a very historical moment where he was acknowledging the wonderful work that religious here in the United States are doing, and he applauded and supported and encouraged us to go forward and continue to do the good work we do.
Well, you know the conversations that I'm sure some of your sisters have had. How much healing has taken place under Pope Francis, or is that still a work in progress, as it were?
You know, to have a leader as wonderful as he is and as encouraging to do the right thing and to look move forward and to continue to do the work. And there's nothing to look back, but rather to look forward and to see what kind of lives we need to do to really live our lives and make them live out our faith in the best way we can, especially serving those who most need us. I don't know that there's any healing to do, but rather living out our faith in the best way we can, because I think that's who we are.
Your Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, you've provided services to something like, I believe it was 23,000 immigrants or more since.
Yes, we are way over that number already. You know, it's within the year we were at 23,000, so I'm beyond that point.
Am I correct in saying that your effort really got underway when that first wave of families started arriving last summer, creating a crisis down there in the Rio Grande Valley?
Yes, that is correct. We responded and took the lead as Catholic Charities to respond to and organize the what was already becoming part of what our community in the Rio Grande Valley, specifically McAllen, Texas, they were wanting to do something and to help the families. And so as leader of Catholic Charities, I took that initiative and helped make sure that the response was organized and was successful.
You've been providing, basic things, showers, clothes, medical attention, counseling services. These are all humanitarian things, not political issues. But I find it fascinating that during the Pope's trip, the media has very much been focusing on the head of the church wading into U.S. politics. Do you think that's an accurate interpretation of what he's been doing here?
Well, I don't know that it's politics. All I know is that I'm living out what we're called to do, to help others, to help our brothers and sisters, and to respond in a humanitarian way. And that is my focus, is to restore the human dignity of those who are fallen, who need our help.
Why do you think this issue of immigration is so important to the pontiff?
I would say that it's because that's what we're called to do, to help that the most vulnerable, and they are very vulnerable and in great need. And we're all immigrants. Yesterday he spoke about how he was the son of an immigrant family. And so I think he made us aware that we're all immigrants in one way or another. We've moved from one country to another. And so we have to be sensitive and caring and responsible to care for each other.
Sister Pimentel, I understand that, of course, you're in Washington today. I understand you didn't make it to the Capitol for the address to Congress. What's your next step? Where do you go from here?
For now, I'm getting ready to go to New York and meet our Holy Father there in New York.
Oh, really? I didn't. So you will be meeting him in New York for sure?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
So what are you going to say to him when you meet him?
I don't know. Let the Holy Spirit tell me what I need to say. You know, I'm just overjoyed and happy to be in his presence and to meet him personally. And that's all I know right now.
Sister Norma Pimentel runs a welcome center for immigrants at Sacred Heart Church in McAllen, Texas. She is also head of the Catholic Charity Group in the Rio Grande Valley. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.